Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. WCCO time is 8:13 here on the Morning News with Dave Lee as we get ready to talk some hockey.
The goal remains to bring a Stanley Cup to the state of hockey. And no pressure, Paul, but that is where it starts today.
He is the new general manager of the Minnesota Wild. Paul, congratulations.
Thanks, Dave. How you doing today?
Well, I'm excited to have you here. And we kind of speculated it might be you, but it took a while. How soon did you know you were going to take this job?
The minute he asked.
And so tell me about it, because one of the great trades that I watched you make was Weber, who I think is just an outstanding player. And you get Subban back. That worked out pretty darn well for you. Can you pull off a blockbuster like that? Do you have room to work with that right now, Paul?
Let's just go day by day. I've got to get here and analyze everything, speak with the staff, try to get up to speed with everything. As an outsider, it looks a lot different. I want to find out what the intricacies here are and how people do their jobs and what their opinions are of players.
Do you have any idea what the salary cap will be?
Well, just from rumors, like everybody else, they've talked about $80 million. So we'll find out when it officially comes out.
Any untouchables on the roster, or haven't you evaluated that yet?
Again, I think today's the real official first day of sitting here, and I don't know yet.
Paul, tonight, Tampa Bay or Washington? That's been interesting. Who are you picking in that one? You know these teams pretty well.
Oh boy. It is a pick 'em. I'm glad I don't. I'm not a sports bettor for a living, because if you try to pick it all year long, it makes it pretty difficult. It's so unpredictable. I don't even listen. I have two coaches that were with us in Nashville three coaches that I'm very, very close with. So you're rooting for them, but I also have a lot of friends that are in Tampa. I really don't want to say one way or another which team I'm picking.
Yeah. Well, it'll.
Who are
we just
picking?
My son and I were both hockey nuts. He's going with Tampa Bay, and I'm going with Ovechkin in Washington.
Wow!
So
well,
that's
you guys will be yelling at each other tonight.
Well, that wouldn't be a first with father son, I think. I want to ask you: last year, when you were looking at this expansion draft for Vegas, and it was different than expansion drafts in the past, so they had a little better pick than, for instance, when the Wild started. Let's talk a bit about that Vegas thing and how they put that whole team together. I want to get your thoughts and your reactions to what they've accomplished.
Tremendous job. Great scouting. George put together a really nice staff there that can evaluate players. They did the right things. They manipulated as many people as they could, and certainly they've set themselves up for a long time coming.
Paul, let's talk about your career getting into this. I know you played with Phil Housley. I was just talking with Karin the other day, and she was so excited that you had taken this job.
Yeah, I played with Phil in Winnipeg for a short period of time, and then we ended up getting moved, and as I did quite a few times in my career, but it was a pleasure to play with him, as great a player, Hall of Famer as he is. What a tremendous player.
Do you see anything different in the game from when you first started playing pro hockey to what you see now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like night and day. In those days, it was like trying to come through the neutral zone with a herd of cattle in between you and people hooking and holding. And, you're just trying to find your way through. Now, the way that we've manipulated the game, it's so exciting. It's so fast. There's so much skill you can... It really is a fan's game. I love it now.
I was watching the Twins last night. I went out to the park to watch them play. And one of the things that's really taken over, as you know, in Major League Baseball is analytics. How does that affect the hockey world?
I think there's a place for it. It's certainly a support tool for me. I've always been an eye person. I believe what I see with my eye. But if I can take all the information that's out there and apply it and use it with our people, then we're gonna use it as much as possible.
Paul, a success in Nashville. What do you attribute that to?
A great staff. The scouting staff there was second to none. On top of being great scouts, they're great people, and I think that's the success ratio thing that you have to have. You have to have good people in order to succeed.
And I assume you had a chance to get through that new skating facility, the practice facility for the Wild. Your thoughts on that?
Oh, man, is that going to be incredible? It should be so exciting for our players to go in there to see a new look, a new place so close here to the Excel. Everyone will be excited when they see it. Our players are going to be off the charts when they see it.
Well, Paul, welcome to town. I look forward to chatting with you a lot here as we get ready not only for the season, but once it begins again. And as you said last night at the press conference, you said you don't really have to rebuild the team. There appear to be some tools there.
Yeah, it certainly is. There's some great pieces here, and now it's time to really look at it and see how we can improve.
Well, best of luck. We wish you the best, of course. Everybody listening is in your corner, and we'll look forward to some great success here with the Wild.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.